This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds took to the streets of Dawei in southeast Myanmar Monday to continue protests last month's military coup. Large protests have occurred daily across many cities and towns since the February 1st takeover, and security forces have responded with even greater use of lethal force and mass arrest. At least 18 protesters have been shot and killed on February 28th alone, 38 on Wednesday. That's according to the UN Human Rights Office. The Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said more than 1,500 have been arrested. Australia has suspended its defense cooperation with Myanmar and is redirecting humanitarian aid because of the Southeast Asian's military takeover of the government and ongoing detention of an Australian citizen. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said Monday that Australian diplomats only had access to economic policy advisor Sean Turnell since he was detained in early February on two occasions. She described the access as a small amount of counselor support. Australia announced late Sunday it had suspended a defense training program with Myanmar worth about $1.5 million Australian dollars over a five-year period. And again, hundreds continue to protest in Dawei and other parts of Myanmar to continue their protest of last month's military coup. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Equatorial Guinea authorities say that a series of explosions at a military barracks and there killed at least 20 people and wounded at least 600 others. The president said in a statement that the explosion was due to the negligent handling of dynamite in the military barracks located in the neighborhood of Mandong and Bata. The defense ministry released a statement late Sunday saying that a fire in a weapons depot in the barracks caused the explosions of high-caliber ammunition. It said the provisional toll was 20 dead and 600 injured, adding that the cause of the explosions will be fully investigated. The United States and South Korea have reached an agreement in principle on a new arrangement for sharing the cost of the American presence there. Details have not been released, but the State Department's Bureau of Political Military Affairs said Sunday that the deal includes a negotiated increase in Seoul's share of the cost for the U.S. troop presence. Talks had broken down during the Trump administration over Washington's demand for a five-fold increase in South Korea's share of the cost. A State Department spokesperson declined to specify the agreed increase in Seoul's actual share. Oprah Winfrey's interview with Meghan and Harry has produced several revelations. For Meghan saying that she experienced suicidal thoughts, Harry saying that he felt trapped in royal life, and the couple revealing the sex of their second child. Meghan, who is biracial, told Winfrey in the interview airing Sunday night in the United States that there were discussions among the royal family about how dark her son's skin would be. Both Meghan and Harry were critical of the royal family and those who work with them, but they both refuse to criticize Queen Elizabeth II. Meghan says the Queen has always been wonderful to me. The interview special aired on CBS and will be shown the following day on Monday in Britain. Recapping one of our top stories, again, hundreds took to the streets of Dawei in southeast Myanmar Monday, continuing to protest last month's military coup. It has turned violent, and at least 18 protesters were shot and killed February 28, 38 Wednesday, and more since then. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.